Let's wrap up today's show and see what we learned. And I thought perhaps the first guest was certainly somebody that a lot of members of our audience will find abrasive and unpleasant. He doesn't seem to like Arabs and Muslims in any way. He is somebody that's been in the Office of Secretary of Defense, the National Security Council, the U.S. Department of State, and many branches of the military. He did talk about the friction and divisions within the councils in the White House, where the men and the warriors were against this war in Libya, and the women were for it, implying that the women were kind of silly and were more concerned about fashion, just as Muammar Gaddafi apparently is. And he claims that Gaddafi designs his own wardrobe. But there was obviously some serious. The reason I interviewed him in the first place was he wrote a piece in the Los Angeles Times saying Libya is not our fight. So it was interesting to get a anti-war rant, if you will, from a conservative, not a liberal. You certainly got it with this fellow. Then I talked to this wonderful guy, Dale Breidenbaum, who's one of the GE3, the nuclear engineers who blew the whistle on GE back in 1975, specifically about the design deficiencies of the boiling water Mark I reactor, which are the ones that have been melting down in Japan. And he was able to talk about what's wrong with these reactors, why he quit in disgust, why he joined the anti-nuclear movement, how many we have in the country today, how old they are, how dangerous they are as they get old, how outrageous it is that the one up there in Vermont, the Yankee plant, has been relicensed. And he said there was absolutely no test on how long this very deficient system would last. And 30 years is the maximum, and they're going on 40 years, and they're getting relicensed for another 10. The impression I got distinctly from him was that the nuclear plants we have in this country are accidents waiting to happen. And I asked him what his greatest regret was, and his greatest regret is that we didn't learn from our mistakes early, back when he blew the whistle, and switch to harmless and renewable alternatives like wind and solar, the technology for which exists, has existed and will exist. But for some reason or other, we keep talking about wind and solar as the energy of the future. Then finally, I was joined in the studio by the chief organizer of the Teamsters Union, Jeff Farmer, really a lovely guy. He's out here to help organize a demonstration in downtown LA taking place on Saturday. And we talked about the general reasons why, why the union movement is down to about 6% of the private sector workforce. What's wrong with unions? Why aren't they attracting the workers? What's wrong with the mentality of Americans, not because we don't have union-connected labor parties like every other democracy has. We have an uncomfortable relationship with the Democratic Party, which, of course, the Republicans are now trying to sever by defunding the sources of money for the Democrats. He felt that they've overreached in Wisconsin, and that there's a backlash, and that people are starting to have more respect for unions, understand the role that they play in developing and sustaining a middle class in this country. And he feels that there's a revival underway in this country. I did ask him about the Democratic Party being too cozy with unions, in the sense that that in negotiations with public employees, it's unlikely that they will really go to the mat for the taxpayer. And he felt that there was something to that. But then again, public employees unions are taxpayers too.